Coming up this half hour, scary dog tales, lucky black cats, and a spooky childhood fable about, you guessed it, cats. It's that time of year when darkness falls way too early and the wind howls and things go bump in the night. Maybe we don't go trick-or-treating this year, but we still have spooky stories we can tell to mark the holiday in Halloween fashion. I invite you to settle back and listen as we learn about feline good luck and hear odd and unusual tales of cats and dogs, just like ours. First, Halloween is usually an especially fun-filled and hectic time, and when it comes to our pets, safety tips always bear repeating. So, from PetMD, Halloween Safety Tips for Pets by Vladimir Negron. Halloween can be a festive and fun time for children and families, but for pets, let's face it, it can be a nightmare. Skip the stress and keep your pets safe this year by following these 10 easy steps. First, trick-or-treat candies are not for pets. All forms of chocolate, especially baking or dark chocolate, can be dangerous, even lethal for dogs and cats. Symptoms of chocolate poisoning may include vomiting, diarrhea, rapid breathing, increased heart rate, and seizures. Halloween candies containing the artificial sweetener xylitol can also be poisonous to dogs. Even small amounts of xylitol can cause a sudden drop in blood sugar and subsequent loss of coordination and seizures. Xylitol ingestion can also cause liver failure in dogs, even if they don't develop symptoms associated with low blood sugar, adds Dr. Jennifer Coates, veterinary advisor with PetMD. And while xylitol toxicity in cats has yet to be established, it's better to be safe than sorry. 2. Don't leave pets out in the yard on Halloween. Vicious pranksters have been known to tease, injure, steal, and even kill pets on Halloween night. Inexcusable? Yes, but preventable nonetheless. Black cats are especially at risk from pranks or other cruelty-related incidents. In fact, many shelters do not adopt out black cats during the month of October as a safety precaution. Make sure your black cats are safely housed indoors around Halloween. 3. Keep pets confined and away from the door. Indoors is certainly better than outdoors on Halloween, but your door might be constantly opening and closing, and strangers will be on your doorstep dressed in unusual costumes. This, of course, can be scary for our furry friends, which can result in escape attempts or unexpected aggression. Putting your dog or cat in a secure crate or room away from the front door will reduce stress and prevent them from darting outside into the night, a night when no one wants to be searching for a lost loved one. 4. Keep glow sticks away from pets. While glow sticks can help keep people safe on Halloween night, they can add some unwanted drama to the holiday if a pet chews one open. Thankfully, the liquid inside glow sticks is non-toxic, so it won't actually make pets sick, Coates says, but it does taste awful. Pets who get into a glow stick may drool, paw at their mouth, become agitated, and sometimes even vomit. Coates recommends that if your pet does chew on a glow stick, offer some fresh water or a small meal to help clear the material out of their mouth. 5. Keep Halloween plants such as pumpkins and corn out of reach. While small amounts of corn and pumpkin can be fed safely to many pets, ingesting uncooked, potentially moldy Halloween pumpkins or corn displays can cause big problems. Gastrointestinal upset is a possibility whenever pets eat something they aren't used to, and intestinal blockage can occur if large pieces are swallowed. Coates adds that some types of mold produce mycotoxins, which can cause neurologic problems in dogs and cats, so keep the pumpkins and corn stalks away from pets. And speaking of pumpkins, 6, don't keep lit pumpkins around pets. If you are using candles to light your jack-o'-lanterns or other Halloween decorations, make sure to place them well out of reach of your pets. If they get too close, they run the risk of burning themselves or causing a fire. 7. Keep electric and battery-powered Halloween decorations out of reach. Electric and battery-powered Halloween decorations are certainly safer than open candles, but they still can present a risk to pets. Pets who chew on electric cords can receive a possibly life-threatening electrical shock or burn. Batteries may cause chemical burns when chewed open or gastrointestinal blockage if swallowed. Shards of glass or plastic can cause lacerations anywhere on the body or, if swallowed, within the gastrointestinal tract. Number 8, don't dress your pet in a costume unless you know they'll love it. If you do decide that Fido or Kitty needs a costume, make sure it isn't dangerous or simply annoying to your pet. Costumes should not restrict movement, hearing, eyesight, or the ability to breathe. Coates warns that pets who are wearing a costume should always be supervised by a responsible adult so that if something goes wrong, it can be addressed right away. 9. Try on pet costumes before the big night. Don't wait until Halloween night to put your pet in a costume for the first time. Anytime you want to introduce your pet to something new, it's best to go slowly, Coates says. Get your pet costumes early and put them on for short periods of time, and piece by piece if possible. Make it a positive experience by offering lots of praise and treats, Coates adds. If at any time your pet seems distressed or develops skin problems from contact with a costume, consider letting them go in their birthday suit. A festive bandana may be a good compromise. And number 10, IDs please. If your dog or cat should escape and become lost, having the proper identification will increase the chances that he or she will be returned. Collars and tags are ideal if a good Samaritan is able to collect your wayward pet. But microchips offer permanent identification should the collar or tag fall off. Just make sure the information is up to date. Use Halloween as a yearly reminder to double-check your address and phone number on tags, and with the company who supports pet microchips. Next, 7 Ways Black Cats Bring Good Luck Around the World by Louise Hung in the October 29, 2018 issue of Catster. Happy Halloween! Are black cats good luck? In Asia and Europe, black cats bring wealth, bless marriages, keep homes safe, and more. A friend in Hawaii, during dinner a few years ago, mentioned that a black cat had crossed his path the previous day while he was en route to some big math-related test for his math-related master's degree. When he specified that it was a black community cat, the University of Hawaii has a big community cat population, our group gave up 3 simultaneous reactions to black cats. "Aw," I said, "because I'm me, and because I enjoyed the company of the University of Hawaii community cats more than most students." "Uh-oh," my born and raised American friend said. "Oh," said my Japanese friend with a smile. "Most understood my American friend's reaction. Did you feel jinxed for your test?" some people asked, but I preferred my Japanese friend's response. But that's good. Black cats and luck. An overview. Unlike much of the Western world, Japanese culture sees a black cat crossing your path as a good omen. In fact, black cats are generally seen as good luck in Japan and much of Asia. My Chinese mother, the feng shui master, specifically put her black cat's bed on the north side of her home to ward off evil. "Tiptoe is a very lucky cat," she said. "Good luck follows her." I think Tiptoe just likes that her bed is nearest the coveted space heater in the winter. Halloween is here, and although black cats are associated with the day, black cats still get a bad rap. Some people adopt black cats only to use them as props for Halloween costumes, and so some shelters don't adopt out black cats for all of October. Abuse of black cats, sadly, is one of the real horrors of Halloween. So, are black cats good luck? Let's look at these good black cat luck superstitions around the world. First, black cats bless marriages. English superstition says that giving a bride a black cat on her wedding day will bring her good luck in her marriage. It's also thought that newlyweds with a black cat in their home will have a long, happy life together, and the black cat will ward off evil spirits. In much of the UK, the black of a cat is a lucky color. While I don't necessarily condone giving cats as gifts, newlyweds or spouses-to-be should rejoice in sharing their home with a black kitty. If you're a woman still looking for that special someone, Japanese superstition says a black cat will bring a single woman many good suitors. 2. Black cats draw wealth and prosperity. You might have seen the fortune cats or maneki neko that populate Japanese culture. Those little cat figurines with the raised paws are meant to draw good luck, wealth, and prosperity to their owners. Often they are white, but lucky cats also come in black. A black lucky cat not only brings luck, but also frightens away demons, evil energy, and stalkers. Yes, stalkers. 3. Black cats make safe homes and good harvests. Also, as my feng shui inclined mom says, black cats possess strong powers of good. If you keep your black cats happy and safe, they will keep you happy and safe. If you don't have a black cat in real life to guard your home, a black cat figurine facing north will help keep bad energy and spirits away. And while we're on the subject of gods and demons, in Norse mythology, the goddess of love, fertility, and beauty, Freya, rides on a chariot pulled by two black cats. To win favor with Freya, farmers would leave bowls of milk for her companions in their fields. Freya would then bless them with a good harvest. 4. Black cats in the audience help a play. Cats are excellent audience members. Just ask my cat Brandy when I move to dance when my playlist cycles through to Build Me Up Buttercup. To theater folks in many cultures, there is no better audience member than a black cat. If a black cat finds its way into your audience on opening night, your play will have a long and prosperous run. Black cats lead to treasure is number 5. It's also been long believed that black cats invite not only fortune in the way of good luck, but also in the way of wealth. French peasants long believed that if a black cat was released at a crossroads where 5 roads intersect, the black cat would lead them to treasure. Number 6. Black cats give sailors safe travels. English sailors could probably have used a matago in their home to bring them some extra wealth. In ye olden times, black cats were thought to be so lucky and such an assurance that sailors would return safely home from sea that many black cats cost so much as to be unaffordable for seafarers. 7. Respecting a black cat brings fortune. And in the south of France, black cats have been called matago and are known as magician cats or even money cats. If shown the proper respect, like being given the first bite of dinner, having a nice bed to sleep in, or having a home even after their owner's death, the matago will reward their person with wealth and good luck. This belief does have some ties to black cats and negative connotations of witchcraft, but I choose to look at it as those who do not treat their cats well get their comeuppance. Black cat or not, I'm sure most of our feline family members would agree that having the first bite of our dinners is well within their rights. And now it's time for 9 spooky dog stories that prove Casper wasn't the only friendly ghost. By Christy Zizzo and posted on BarkPost.com. Halloween is here, the one time of the year when everyone loves a good ghost story, but not all ghost stories are about human ghosts. For thousands of years, the howl of a wolf or dog in the night has set our teeth on edge. Stories of frightening spectral dogs run throughout history. But not all ghost dogs are scary. Like all good ghosts, each of their stories is truly unique. Number 1. In Nashville, Tennessee, Preston the Friendly Boxer Ghost. In Nashville's Belmont Hillsboro neighborhood, a good-hearted boxer keeps vigil over young trick-or-treaters. According to Ghost Dogs of the South, Preston the dog accompanied some trick-or-treaters when he saw a boy trying to pick up candy he dropped in the road. Preston saved the boy by knocking him out of the path of a speeding car, but Preston was hit. Now, every Halloween for the last 50 years, children have invariably reported being bumped onto the sidewalk when they step into the road while trick-or-treating or go too slowly from house to house. Number two, Port Tobacco, Maryland, the Blue Ghost Dog. The Blue Ghost Dog of Port Tobacco is said to be the oldest ghost story in America. The story dates back to the 1700s. The story says Charles Howard Sims was attacked by a man after a night of drinking and bragging about the amount of gold he had. Sims went down swinging, and with him was his dog, believed to be a blue tick hound or an English mastiff. The two fell on the rock along the road, his dog valiantly fighting to save his master. The robbers buried the gold. But when they returned to get it, they were attacked by a large blue tick hound. To this day, people say the hound watches over his master's gold. A restaurant and a bar takes its name from the blue dog. Number three, Los Angeles, California, Pet Cemetery to the Stars. The Los Angeles Pet Cemetery is a 10-acre memorial park in Calabasas, California. It's home to the famous and not-so-famous deceased pets of California. Among the animals interred here, Tawny the MGM Lion, one of the Petey's from the Little Rascals movies, Hopalong Cassidy's horse Topper, and K-Bar, Rudolph Valentino's dog. K-Bar was Valentino's Great Dane. It's said when the matinee idol died in 1926 in New York, K-Bar suddenly let out a horrible howl. He was 3,000 miles away at the time. K-Bar died in 1929 and was laid to rest in the cemetery. Since then, visitors to the pet cemetery report hearing barking and panting near K-Bar's grave. Some say they've even been licked on the hand. Number four, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, the General's Dog. Gettysburg, Pennsylvania is allegedly one of the most haunted places in America. The city is the site of the bloodiest campaign in the American Civil War. Thousands of people died, and so did at least one dog. Confederate Brigadier General William Barksdale was wounded while leading a charge and brought to the Hamobaugh House. He died at the house, and some say his voice can still be heard in the house. Another story says Barksdale's wife traveled to Gettysburg to bring back her husband's body, and she brought his hunting dog with her. When the dog was taken to his master's grave, he laid on the ground and started to howl. Even after Barksdale's body was exhumed, the dog could not be moved from the spot, even for food. He died there. People say the dog still lingers on the grounds of the Hummelbaugh House, and on the anniversary of Barksdale's death, he howls in mourning. Number five, New Orleans, Louisiana. Ghost dog and cat. The Beauregard Keys House has been stranding in the New Orleans French Quarter since 1826 and has more than a few ghosts, but two particularly fluffy spirit animals stand out. Lucky was the dog of author Frances Parkinson Keys. A Cocker Spaniel, Lucky died a few days after her master died in 1970. But Lucky still appears at the house, particularly in the room Keys kept at the home. Some would tell you Lucky's not alone. Other animal ghosts may be in the home too, including a white cat that's been seen darting through the house. The cat, named Caroline by the host's caretakers, will apparently rub against people's legs. 6. Holly, Michigan, a ghostly hotel guest. The Holly Hotel has numerous ghosts. One of them appears to be Leona, a terrier belonging to the Hearsts who first owned the hotel. The dog can be heard running through the halls and brushing up against people's legs. The hotel's now a restaurant. Number seven, Skaponia Park, Oregon. Horse thieving from beyond the grave. In Veronia, Oregon, there's a story from the 19th century about a horse thief who met his end along the banks of the Nehalem River at the hands of a lynch mob. Apparently, the mob was so angry at the thief that they shot his dog as well. Campers at now Skaponia Park have seen the thief and his dog wandering along the river. Number 8, Charleston, South Carolina. Pup still greets guests. Pugin lived in a large Victorian house in Charleston. He loved to sit on the porch of the house. When the house was turned into a restaurant in 1976, Pugin stayed at the house and greeted diners. Pugin died in 1979 and was buried next to his porch. But to this day, employees say they see Pugin napping in his spot on the porch. And some diners report feeling Pugin brush against their legs while they eat, as if begging for table scraps. The restaurant's name is now Pugin's Porch. Chicago, Illinois. The ghost dog of Graceland Cemetery. Graceland Cemetery is one of the older cemeteries in Chicago. In the cemetery is a vault belonging to Ludwig Wolf. He was a German immigrant and coppersmith, and his unique vault is said to be haunted. One of the ghosts is a green-eyed dog that howls near the vault. No one is certain whether this was Wolf's dog or the spirit of some other wayfaring canine. Had enough? No, let's hear a couple more. Taken from an article by Laura Moss on treehugger.com titled Halloween Hounds, Five Tales of Ghostly Dogs. Here are two of them. Dam Buster's dog, now referred to as Digger because his real name is considered offensive. This black Labrador belonged to Winged Commander Guy Gibson of the British Royal Air Force and served as the mascot for the number 617 Squadron. This squadron is famous for its nighttime raid on three dams in Germany, and its success was immortalized in the 1954 film, The Dam Busters. However, on the night of the raid, Digger was hit by a car outside the base and killed. Worried it was a bad omen, Gibson ordered that the death be kept secret and that his dog be buried outside his office at midnight. The dog's name was even used as a code word when Germany's dams were breached during the famous mission. Today, some people believe that Digger still haunts the area. In fact, a photograph taken during the 1980s launched an investigation into paranormal activity around the base. The picture shows a black Labrador sitting beside a school group visiting the Dam Busters Memorial. The photographer claims the dog appeared just as the photo was about to be taken and refused to be shooed away. Once he snapped the picture, the dog disappeared and was never seen again. Ghost hunters who have visited the base say they're convinced that the spirit of Digger still lingers by his grave and his master's memorial. They cite cold spots that measure roughly the size of a dog, as well as late-night growls witnesses have heard outside Gibson's former office, and the Hound of Goshen. For more than 150 years, people have reported seeing a large white dog in the Ebenezer Church Cemetery in Newberry, South Carolina, as well as along the five-mile stretch of Buncombe Road that runs from Newberry to Goshen Hill. Witnesses say the dog appears suddenly beside your vehicle, and if you stop, it will step in front of your car, throw its head back, and howl. According to one legend, the dog's master was buried in the old cemetery, and the dog lay on his grave until he died of starvation. However, other people believe in a much more grisly tale. The second, more popular story is that the dog was the companion of a traveling salesman, then a century ago. While the salesman was in Goshen Hill, a townsperson was murdered, and the salesman was the prime suspect. After an unfair trial, the man was found guilty and hanged from a tree where the white dog stood guard over his master's corpse. Weeks later, both the dog and the body disappeared, and those involved in the salesman's lynching were attacked by the white dog one by one. Those who survived the dog's bites reported that the animal didn't appear until they passed by the tree where the salesman had been hanged. And finally, this childhood fable about cats has several variations. This one was posted on Google Groups under Folklore. It's called Wait Till Martin Comes. It was a disturbingly desolate night, and a man was driving down an old deserted highway, running dreadfully low on gas. Of course, he didn't realize this until the vehicle came to a putter, and it brought him to the side of the road. Angered that he was out of gas and not quite sure of where he could find the nearest gas station, he left his car and walked along the lonely road until he saw a small cabin, and he decided to take shelter there, if indeed he could. Seeing as there was a lantern lit inside, he began to knock on the door. "Hello," he shouted. "Is anybody there?" After a bit of waiting, it was apparent nobody was home. But he decided he was rather tired, so he made his way inside. Upon entering, he was much amazed to find that there was a fire glowing in the fireplace, and the interior looked a little like the designer had watched a few too many haunted house movies. Noticing a chair by the mantel, he decided it wouldn't hurt to sit, and so he sat down so he could get warm by the fire. After relaxing in the chair and making himself warm, he was startled by the sound of something in the room. He looked over, only to notice two small cats, one larger than the other. He smiled at the cats, for he loved animals. Then the smaller cat turned to the larger one and said, "Shall we do it now?" The older cat then looked at the other and said, "No, wait until Martin comes." Both the cats then rested on the spot where they stood, and they glared towards the man with those glowing green orbs. The man was shocked, but he shook it off, saying, "It must be my imagination. I'm just tired." And he dozed off. About an hour later, a normal-sized black cat appeared next to the others, startling the traveler awake with its entrance. He gazed over towards this cat and wondered how many pets the guy who lived there owned. As the normal cat made its presence known, the smaller one turned to him and said, "Shall we do it yet?" The normal cat looked down at the smaller one with the same reply the other gave. "No, wait until Martin comes." The man was obviously scared by now, but he didn't know what to make of it. He decided to speak to the cats, but as he turned to say something to them, he noticed them all lying there, one next to the other, giving him an endless glare that would not cease. He thought he should just take his mind off the cats, so he shut his eyes and tried to sleep. It was later that he was awakened by the sound of talking from the cats. All he could hear was, "Shall we do it yet?" "No, wait until Martin comes." It was then that a cat as large as a tiger leapt onto the man's lap and glared towards him with those glowing green eyes. The man looked in horror as the other cats asked again, "Shall we do it yet?" And the large cat on his lap replied, "No, wait until Martin comes." The man couldn't take it anymore, and he immediately leapt from the chair, tossing the cat from his lap and throwing it to the ground. The man screamed, "You tell Martin, I just couldn't wait." Then he sprinted to the door, throwing it open and bolted as fast as he could, back down that dark, desolate country road, never to return. The end. That will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed this program. Please join me next time, and don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment.